All right, I'm going to invite you all to come on back as we get started for this morning. So as I mentioned a little bit ago, we are beginning our 2024 Advent season today. And Advent is a Latin word that means arrival. So this is this traditional period of time where as we as Christians turn our focus into the arrival of Christ into our world. We take the 4 weeks before Christmas to really focus our attention on him. It's a chance for us to draw close to him, to think more deeply about who he is and what he's done, why he came, and how allowing all these things that we think about to continually transform our thoughts and our lives. We not only want to remember him and think about him, but we want to allow those things to affect us so that we live differently than what our human nature tends to draw us toward, right? We want to live for Christ instead of ourselves. Now, one of the symbols of Advent, of course, and of this time of year in general, is light. We're in this time of year where we wake up and it's dark and we leave the house in the dark. We come home in the dark. There's dark all around us. And so it's fitting at this time of year to contrast dark and light. And we crave the light. There's so many ways that we try to push back the dark and bring in the light. The Gospel of John declares in John 1:5, the light shines in the darkness, and darkness has not overcome it. That's a great truth about light, that light pierces through the darkness, and it gives hope, both physically and spiritually. There's a physical truth that gives us hope in the winter. When we see the light, we embrace the light. You see all the decorations of light around us. They just give us warmth and hope in so many ways. And it only takes a small amount of light to pierce through that darkness, to help us make out details we couldn't see through before. In fact, the smallest amount of light the human eye can detect is a single photon. A photon is the unit of measure that scientists use to measure light. One description I saw described it this way, that the human eye can detect in a completely dark room a candle flame that is over a mile and a half away. That's a big room. Yes. But think about that. In complete darkness, your eye can pick up a single candle flame a mile and a half away. And that's how powerful light is and what a difference it makes in our lives. Now, John, of course, was writing about the spiritual reality of Jesus being the light of the world. He is the true light that gives light to everyone. And he is the light that pierces through the spiritual darkness of sin in our world and gives light to our lives. And even a small amount of the light of Christ can make a huge difference in our lives. It's important to remember that it doesn't take a lot of faith. It doesn't take a lot of practice on our part. When you're feeling weak, when you're feeling pulled by the world, it doesn't take much for Christ to capture you and pull him back to you. We always have that hope that he can pierce through anything that comes our way. There's something unique and powerful about light, both physically and spiritually. And I love that there are so many different ways that we can relate the physical properties of light to our understanding of God. And that's what I want to spend some time doing today. I love to consider the connections between God and the physical properties of light. The Bible says that God is light. We read this in 1 John 1, verse 5, where John writes, "This is the message we have heard from and declare to you, God is light. In him there is no darkness at all." God is light. And not only that, he is the source of all light. Being, in essence, light himself, he is the source of all light. And we read this in Genesis 1, 1 through 3. Let's go ahead and open up our Bibles together to that one. Let's just read it straight from the Word. Genesis 1, verses 1 through 3. Right at the beginning of the Bible. It says, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. And God said, 'Let there be light.' And there was light." That was the beginning. So God, in essence, himself being light, created light as the first act of creation in the world. And sometimes I just want to dwell on that thought for a moment. Consider how much light impacts our life, and probably in ways I don't even realize, knowing that light exists because of God. Now let's go back to that moment in Genesis 3 where God said, "Let there be light." What is it that God made in that moment? When you think about the creation of light, what do you think about? And I'll let you answer that real quick. Just what are the first thoughts that come to your mind as you think about the creation of light? Land and planets is what you think about, Chuck? Okay. Okay, all the celestial objects in the sky, yeah. I think I heard another answer out there. Color? That's a good one to think about. God created color in that moment. And warmth? Yeah, absolutely. Light brings warmth. Energy and awareness. Yeah, those are good things to think about when light comes into the world. Life. Yeah. You guys are already bringing up some of my points for later in the sermon, so thank you. We're all on the same page, right? God brought the possibility of life into the world when he created light. Now, when I think about the creation of light, this is what I think about. The electromagnetic spectrum, right? So often, when you think about light, were you? I bet. No, because we have learned that light, visible light that we see, is only a small part of something much bigger that includes things like ultraviolet light on one end and infrared, and even beyond those things at another end. There's this vast spectrum of stuff we call light. And when God made light, Genesis tells us that he put the sun in the sky and the stars and the moon later. So the creation of light on the first day was separated from those other physical things that produce light. So I think God, in my mind, he created the essence of light, which is this spectrum, which has a lot of really crazy, unique properties. The fascinating thing about light is that it acts both like a wave. You think about water waves rippling. Light has the same kind of properties, but it also acts like a ball, like a particle, they say. It can move from one place to another. Nothing else really has those kinds of unique properties. It has these amazing qualities. So I want to talk a little bit more about some of those physical properties of light and how they can relate to our understanding of God. There's so much we can learn about God from observing the physical world. One of our favorite passages in our household over the years has been Romans chapter 1, verse 20. It kind of draws us to the physical things of the world and how they help us to know God. Romans 1:20 says, "For his invisible attributes, namely his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world and the things that have been made. So they," talking about man, "is without excuse." And Paul in this section is talking about how mankind really has no excuse not to know God. His properties are apparent in what he has made. And that's kind of where I want to focus today. He made light, and we can learn a lot about God's properties or reflect on God's properties through that. So here are the few that I thought of this morning. The first one is that light illuminates. It pierces through the darkness. It gives detail to the things around us. Provides us with safety. Right? If we didn't have light, and these are some of the things that you guys already brought up, if we didn't have light at all, we couldn't see anything. We couldn't make out the details of this room. We wouldn't know how to move safely across the room. We wouldn't perceive one another. Right? Light illuminates the darkness. And when you think about all of light, all that broad spectrum of light, fascinates me to think about how much more light illuminates than we're even aware of. Human beings, we have two types of light receptors in our eyes. There are animals out there that have much more than that. The most that we know of is found in the mantis shrimp. that has 16 different types of color receptors in its eyes. It can pick up a lot more light than we can. There are lots of animals that pick up different wavelengths of light than we do. We've talked about, the insects, bees can see, I don't remember if it's ultraviolet or infrared light. Do you remember? No. But they see things differently than we do. Because light illuminates the world in much bigger ways than we are. Here's two different pictures. The one of the flower is an ultraviolet light photo of a flower. And the other one is an infrared photo in the pitch dark that illuminates the owl that's giving off infrared light. Right? If we could see those spectrums, how much more would we be able to see in this world? Right? These other wavelengths of light illuminate our world in ways that we can't even perceive. And it's just kind of a marvel to think about that. We have kind of opened up our awareness of how much light illuminates things by learning to use these different wavelengths of light to see things or to photograph things from those wavelengths. And so we think about the way God illuminates our world. He reveals himself to us. He pierces the darkness of our hearts and minds. He provides wisdom and insight, judgment. He provides awareness. God makes our light, his light, available to us to illuminate things that we can't see on our own. If we're just left to ourselves in this world, there is so much that we're not aware of. We're blinded by our own sin, our own selfish ambition, but God illuminates our hearts and minds so that we can see much more. I'm thinking about those wavelengths of light that we can't see. How much more does God illuminate than our lives than we're even aware of? How much illumination does he provide around us? Or maybe you know somebody who is just so far away from God, you can't possibly imagine any awareness of God. How is God illuminating their lives that we can't see? How is he making himself aware? How is he making them aware of himself in ways that maybe we don't perceive? And I think there's hope to see in that, that he pierces through the darkness of people's lives in ways we can't even imagine. And so we can always hold on to hope that God is reaching people and illuminating their lives in some way. So light illuminates. Light also communicates. And this is just fascinating to me. Do you know that most of our communication happens through light? The first is pretty obvious when you think about it. Visible light allows us to see each other, right? You can see me because light is shining on me and bouncing off of me into your light receptors in your eye, right? Without light, you couldn't see me. And so it communicates to you something about who I am. I read something about hand gestures. We can have sign language because of visible light, right? So we communicate through light. But we also use different wavelengths of light. Think about Wi-Fi. That's using light waves, energy waves, to communicate information through the air. Radio waves are like that. Lasers. All kinds of spectrum. We have harnessed every spectrum of the electromagnetic spectrum to communicate. We have information flowing through the air all around us. And we have developed ways to pick that up and decipher it into ways that we can communicate with one another. It's fascinating to me. It's a big chunk of the internet that we so depend on today is communicated through light waves being passed through fibers. We use light to communicate with one another in so many ways. Now, how does that relate to God? God promised us his Holy Spirit. His Holy Spirit communicates to us each and every day, reminds us of who God is. He speaks to our hearts and our minds. He's communicated to us through his word. What other ways can you think of where God communicates through us, to us? Through the word of God and music. Yeah. Oh, yeah, we can see God through what he's created, right? He makes himself visible to us. Yeah, communicates us to us in so many ways. And I think just relating to all these different ways that we communicate with light, again, there are so many different ways that God communicates himself to us, right? We stay grounded in his word because that is the solid, unchanging message that he's given us, but He communicates his word to us in a variety of different ways. And it's good to become aware of those ways. And each one of us maybe can pick up on his communication in different ways. And so there's certain ways that he communicates that are more apparent to others than to us. And one of the things I love about being a church family is that we can share those different ways with one another, right? Maybe you've learned something. God has communicated something to you in a way that I haven't heard before, and we can share that. But God, through his spiritual light, communicates himself to us in so many ways. The next quality of light that I thought of is light is the source of life that we already brought up here. Life on this planet would not exist without light. And that's kind of crazy to think about, right? The light from the sun comes, it's ultraviolet light, comes and is absorbed by plants that turn that into energy, and then that energy is just passed on to every living thing through the plants in some way and form. That's the only way that life is sustained. I mean, there's other things that feed into it, but ultimately it's because of light. Light gives life. And God, being light, then, is the source of all life. There's something profound and powerful to think about that. Life could not exist without God. He sustains it. He gives life each and every day. Every day is a gift from God because he continues to provide his light into our lives. There's something... It should provoke worship in us, I think, to know that he continues to give us life. And not only our physical lives, our spiritual life, the life that we have in our hearts, right? The joy that we have in life is ultimately from God. When we look to him and we understand him to be the provider, and then we have unending joy in him. God is our source of life. And let's celebrate that as we think about this light. The next one I have is light gives warmth, right? We all enjoy a nice warm fire. That's the heat coming off the fire gives us warmth. Light produces heat in all kinds of ways. And I just relate that to the light of God being his grace, his love, the peace that we have in him, the joy, all of that radiates warmth into our lives. Was it you that mentioned warmth, Wendy? Was there anything else to add to that? Yeah. So when this. Yeah, that's a good point. You feel a lot warmer during the day at 20 degrees than you do at night at 20 degrees. That light just produces warmth in itself. So whatever we're going through, whether good times or bad times, the presence of God in your life can produce that warmth that you need, right? Any other thoughts on that? I didn't have a lot there myself, but any thoughts on the warmth that the light of God provides your life? Light produces warmth. There's probably many other ways that we can consider the properties of light and relate them to who God is. Yeah, Wendy. Yeah, when the sun produces a glow on our faces, it just provides a lot more warmth. Yeah. We think about that with different types of lighting and the effect it has on the way we're perceived by other people, right? Say that again? Yeah, warmth means comfort. And the warmth of God also that provides that comfort for our lives. Yeah. Just so many ways of understanding God as we look at these different properties. And all these ways and more we can gain insight to him. We also know that everything on life, kind of what Wendy was hinting at there, emits light. These are a bunch of rocks that fluoresce. You shine some ultraviolet light on them and they produce light. They reflect light. So even the rocks emit light. Human beings, I was just reading, actually emit a certain amount of visible light just from our own bodies. So if we're in a completely dark room, if you had a strong enough sensor, you could see the light coming off of one another. It's a visible light. We also produce infrared light. Our bodies are doing all these chemical reactions, and those reactions produce heat, and that heat emits light. We give off light. We're a source of light. And I think about that in relation to being an image of God. God, being light himself, has produced creatures that also produce light. And we reflect him. And we are given the opportunity as Christians to even more be filled with the light of Christ and reflect that light into the world. Sin and darkness has crept into our world and into our lives, which tends to diminish the light within us. Right? Doesn't it? Even the rocks, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Even if we don't praise the Lord, even the rocks will cry out. Yeah. 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 Yeah, it's fascinating to me to think about how much more God is seen in the world than we're even aware of. And we start to dig into these things a little bit more. But we ourselves were created to reflect God's light to the world brightly. And yet sin diminishes that. Sin darkens the light coming from within us. Sometimes we avoid the light. If we are doing something we know God doesn't want us to do, we hide it. We don't want people to know about it. We don't want to admit it, right? And so we withdraw. Sometimes stuff of the world, the sinfulness of the world, makes us want to withdraw. And that, it too, is a diminishing of the light that God has given us. I'm reminded of the song, This Little Light of Mine, right? And part one of the verses is, what is the one about hiding it? Hiding under a bushel, right? No. That's right. No, don't hide. But we do sometimes. Like, I don't want, yeah, I see a light back there, right? We don't want people to see us. We don't want to show that light. We withdraw. That's the sinfulness working within us. That's also Satan working his influence in our lives, that we want to step back from the light. But that's one of the hopes and the joys of Christmas as they come back to the Advent season. Jesus came into the world. He is the true light who gives light to the darkness. He came to shine his light into a dark world. His light is untainted. His light is inextinguishable. There is nothing that can take his light away. And he offers himself, his presence, his spirit to us to fill us with his light. He offers his light by faith. And when we receive him, we become filled with his light. We become energized to share his light. That's where we receive our courage to stand out, to step into the darkness, to share his light. And so we celebrate Jesus coming this Advent season, giving thanks that he provides us that light of life that can shine in and through us more brightly than we can do on our own. And as we think about the coming of Christ this week, I want to encourage us to have our focus be there, to the thankfulness that he allows his light to shine through us. And all those things that we talked about, he provides us more of his warmth. He illuminates the world for us. He communicates his love and his presence and his desires for us in so many ways. By Jesus coming into the world, he has given us access to all of those ways that God and his light affect our lives. Let's give thanks that he has done us, and let's open ourselves up to receiving and reflecting even more of his light. And as you go about your days throughout this Advent season. May you allow his light to shine through even more into the darkness of the world around you. It is a spiritually dark world. Yet we have received his light and we have opportunity to let it shine. And even a small amount of Christ's light coming through you can make an incredible difference in the world around you. Let's give thanks to the Lord. Yeah. One photon, right? That's all it takes. One photon of Christ's light coming through you can change someone's life. Let it shine. Let's give thanks to the Lord. Pray for his light to work in our lives. Thank you, Lord, for this world that you've created and all that we can learn about you from it. I do pray that you would just speak to each one of us today in new ways about how you make your light available to us. May we, this Christmas season, be all the more filled with your light and your presence. May we take hope and joy and courage and strength from you as we stand in this world, your representatives, loving you and sharing you with all those around us. In Jesus' name, amen.